This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news. The headlines first. In National Assembly meeting today, ministers address allocation topics and respond to questions on appropriation bill. Kathmandu Metropolitan City announces scholarship exam for Class 11. Online applications now open. And key roads underwater as Yamuna River swells in Delhi, India. Now the news in detail. In today's meeting of the National Assembly, the relevant ministers have started to answer the questions raised in the discussion on the allocation topics of various bodies under the Appropriation Bill 2080, received with a message from the House of Representatives. Responding to questions raised during the discussion on the title of the Appropriation Bill related to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Minister N.P. South informed that ambassadors will be appointed soon according to the procedures related to the appointment of ambassadors to appoint the ambassadors of 7 countries that are vacant. Answering the questions raised during the discussion on the topics of the Appropriation Bill, Health Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet informed that the ministry has taken the necessary decision to form a strong special team of doctors with experts to treat specific people within the country. Forest and Environment Minister Biren Mohato informed that arrangements have been made to create jobs through sustainable forest management and wood production. Minister of Women, Children and Senior Citizens Surendra Acharya informed that the old people's home with a hospital that was supposed to be built in Gothachar in Kathmandu could not be built because the squatters could not be managed. Responding to the issue raised by the parliamentarians on the Appropriation Bill in the National Assembly, Youth and Sports Minister Deek Bahadur Limbu informed that the budget has been arranged with a determination to develop the sports sector by organizing international adventure mountain sports within a year, and also said that the directorate is planning to connect sports and tourism. Likewise, Urban Development Minister Sita Gurung said that the budget has been allocated to complete the regional urban development project in 4 municipalities of Dhangari, Godavari, Suklafant and Bhimdatta in Sudur Paschim province with the help of Yeshiyali Development Bank. Industry, Commerce and Supply Minister Ramesh Rizal informed that the construction of petroleum pipelines and storage houses are underway to manage the import of petroleum products. Responding to the issue raised by the parliamentarians, Minister of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Ranjita Shrestha Chowdhury plans to complete the identification, compilation and verification of landless Dalits and landless quarters and unorganized dwellers, and to complete the mapping work and distribute landowner registration certificates to 25,000 landless people at 111 local levels through the commission in the coming financial year. Federal Affairs and General Administration Minister Aman Lal Modi has informed that the government is working to bring the Civil Service Act soon. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City is going to administer the examination for scholarship stipend to be provided in grade 11 on coming August 5. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has opened online application from today for the same. Issuing a notice today, the Education Department under the Kathmandu Metropolitan City opened the online application from today to July 28 for the scholarship for the academic session 2080-81. The Education Department shared the examinations for scholarship would be conducted for science, management, humanities, education, law and technical subjects. 100 multiple choice objective questions based on curriculum of class 10 would be asked in the exam, reads the notice. The Communist Party of China has extended profound sadness over the demise of Sita Dahal, the CPN Maoist Center leader and spouse of Prime Minister and Maoist Center chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. In a message of condolence, the Communist Party of China Foreign Department Chief Liu Cheng-chao described Sita Dahal as a prominent leader of the CPN Maoist Center, recalling her visit to China at the invitation of the department in the past. Lightning strike killed an adolescent girl aged around 15 in Gulmi. The deceased has been identified as Tika Baral of Musikot Municipality, Wanita Simle. According to Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Naveen Kishore Pradhan, Baral sustained injuries in a lightning strike that occurred last evening. The lightning strike hit her while she was at her own house. Critically injured adolescent girl died at Burtibang Primary Health Center in Baklung. As many as 3,757 houses are at high risk of monsoon-induced disasters in Kapri Polanchok this year. The monitoring and evaluation data shows that highest number of residents from Mandandeepur municipality at high risk of natural disaster. It was shared at a meeting of the district disaster management committee that as many as 3,757 households were highly vulnerable of natural disasters. The Kapri Polanchok chapter of the Nepal Red Cross Society shared the data at the meeting. The committee urged the high-risk households to adopt safety measures. Dasharath Chand Highway has been blocked since last night due to landslide and rain. Baitadi Police spokesperson, Police Inspector Lokraj Chosi, informed that the road was blocked due to a landslide on the Godlapani-Julaghat road section. As the road is blocked, the vehicles going from Godlapani to Julaghat Market and leaving from Julaghat are completely stopped. District Police Office Baitadi has informed that a dozer has been sent to remove the landslide. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Key roads in the Indian capital Delhi have been flooded as water from the Yamuna River has overflown onto them. The water level of the river has been rising since yesterday after it breached an all-time high mark in more than 45 years. Authorities have evacuated thousands from nearby low-lying areas and have directed traffic from arterial roads. Officials say northern India has witnessed record rainfall so far this monsoon season, which began in June. At least 88 people have died in Himachal Pradesh since rains began late last month, while nearby states like Punjab and Haryana have also been witnessing severe flooding. Authorities said this morning the water level of Yamuna has risen to 208.46 meters from 207.49 meters the previous day, the highest in 45 years. Water from the swelling river has inundated several low-lying areas and roads. Authorities have shut 17 schools and flooded areas and have diverted traffic away from waterlogged streets. A heat wave is sweeping across parts of southern Europe and northwest Africa with potentially record-breaking temperatures in the coming days. Temperatures are expected to surpass 40 degrees Celsius in parts of Spain, France, Greece, Croatia, and Turkey. In Italy, temperatures could reach as high as 48.8 degrees Celsius. A red alert warning has been issued for 10 cities, including Florence and Rome. Several tourists in the country have already collapsed due to heat stroke, including a British man outside the Colosseum in Rome. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and in a few places in the rest of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi and Gandaki province. Currently, the country is under the influence of monsoon. The axis of the monsoon trough is located south of Sardar Place on the west side and north side of Sardar Place on the east side near Nepal. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 21.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 30.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. In National Assembly meeting today, ministers address allocation topics and respond to questions on appropriation bill. Kathmandu Metropolitan City announces scholarship exam for Class 11 online applications now open. And key roads underwater as Yamuna River swells in Delhi, India. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.